2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Stay connected with KSL Text Alerts. Are you a news junkie? Text the word news to 57500 and get breaking news and traffic alerts right to your phone. Like contests, text CONTEST to 57500 and we'll send you a weekly text with access to exclusive KSL contests and deals. Do you bleed blue? Text BYU to 57500 for breaking cougar alerts. Message data rates may apply. Stay connected. Text us 57500 from KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah's immunization director talks about this pause investigating the J&J vaccine, still reminding Utahns that these vaccines are safe and effective. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, a wind advisory is in place for the Salt Lake Valley this evening. Expect 45 to 55 mile per hour wind along the benches starting at after 6 o'clock tonight. We'll talk with Kevin Eubank in just a few minutes. Stay with us. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Just a bit of slowing as you head northbound I-15 at the Kaysville Ponds and southbound from Roy to Clinton. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Gusty winds continue ahead of our next storm that arrives tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 55 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. If you get a COVID-19 vaccine in the coming days, it'll probably be Pfizer or Moderna. The FDA is recommending a pause of the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine to look into reports of rare but potentially dangerous blood clots.
It's something that apparently did not show up in the Johnson & Johnson trials.
I think this is an unusual occurrence of a serious adverse event that you want to make sure before you go forward, you investigate it thoroughly.
Dr. Anthony Fauci saying it's not clear if the patients had other issues or if the clots are related to the vaccine. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
A police officer from Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, and the department's chief, Tim Gannon, have resigned from their positions. Kim Potter has been identified as the officer who fatally shot Dante Wright. Mayor Mike Elliott is appointing two department members to interim leadership positions.
We want to send the message to the community that we're taking the situation very seriously.
The mayor of Minneapolis issuing a curfew starting at 10 p.m. local time. Defense attorneys in the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd called a use of force expert to the witness stand.
I felt that Derek Chauvin was justified and was acting with objective reasonableness following Minneapolis Police Department policy and current standards of law enforcement and his interactions with Mr. Floyd.
Former Santa Rosa, California officer Rary Broad's testimony is counter to a number of prosecution witnesses. President Biden meeting with members of the Congressional Black Caucus.
In the midst of an ongoing trial over the killing of George Floyd, and Lord only knows what's happened based on what the verdict will or will not be there. But we're in the business, all of us meeting today, to deliver some real change.
The president is expected to announce that all U.S. troops will be out of Afghanistan by September 11th. You're listening to ABC News.
And about that troop withdrawal or possible troop withdrawal, joining us live now is University of Utah law professor Amos Chiora, and we thank you for joining us. You're an expert on counterterrorism, and you're looped into events in the Middle East. So what's your reaction to this news of a troop withdrawal?
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me. My one-word response to this announcement by President Biden is finally. I think that it captures it, from my perspective, clearly and concisely. Could have been done years ago, and again, finally.
There's a fear, though, among some, that if we leave Afghanistan completely, it clears a path for a new generation of terrorists. How do you react to that?
I think it's looking at it from a wrong perspective. I think from the American perspective, from the perspective of American interests, I frankly never understood why the United States got into Afghanistan. I frankly don't know why we've been there for 20 years and have spent who knows how much money. Obviously, American servicemen and servicewomen have died. I never had any sense of an articulated purpose for the American presence in Afghanistan. I always subscribe to what Winston Churchill said about Afghanistan, that it's a place that needs to be left to its own devices and there's no need for foreigners to come. I mean, he really saw it as a place of negative foreign entanglement, and I think Churchill got that one right. And American president after American president stayed, much like, you know, with Vietnam, that nobody wanted, quote unquote, wanted to lose Vietnam. And I, on this one, I give credit to President Biden for doing something that his predecessors should have done. Will there be terrorism in Afghanistan? Safe to assume. Does that impact American interests? I fail to see how.
Thanks so much. University of Utah law professor Amos Giora on the KSL Newsline. It's 4:19, and it's time for a check on traffic, a Triple Team report. And here's Len Thomas.
As you make your way this afternoon into the 4 o'clock hour, with a pretty good pacing on I-15, a little bit of slowing at the south interchange on I-15. Otherwise, it's pretty good as you make your way through the northbound I-15 from Bangor Highway all the way to the downtown ramps. Again, a little bit of slowing on the 201 towards 7200 West and Magna, and out on I-80. We do have that crash. It is right there, westbound I-80 at Lake Point on the median between the ramp to SR-36 to Tooele and the main flow of I-80. Not really creating any delays in that area. Michelle?
Well, pretty quiet right now down in Utah County. Still seeing a little bit of slowing. This is on Highway 40, west side of Jordanelle in the Mayflower area where they're doing some construction. And then also 5600 West. Again, this is pretty backed up. This is between California Avenue, 3500 Southwest Valley. Steve?
And smooth right now, northbound 15 from downtown Salt Lake into Davis, Weber, and Boxholder counties. Just a bit thick by the Kaysville Ponds. Otherwise, a pretty good drive northbound. Southbound 15 actually has cleared good speeds all the way from Ogden back to the Salt Lake Valley. And keep an eye out for those gusty winds through Weber and Boxholder counties this afternoon into this evening, especially if you're driving a high-profile vehicle. Steve Carlson to the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, let's check the seven-day forecast. Kevin Eubank is joining us live. And, Kevin, if you would, take us through this windstorm. Where is it going to hit? When's it going to hit? And when's it going to stop?
So we are currently in still the windstorm. So it does let up a little bit in intensity this afternoon. But once the sun sets, it will re-intensify. And we're anticipating similar wind gusts to what we had last night, Jeff, which was 65 to 72 miles an hour in the Farmington and the Kaysville area, and 60 to 70 mile an hour winds up near Hiram and Bear Lake up in the northern side of the state. Bottom line is the winds will continue strong tonight. Even the Salt Lake Valley, we had gusts of 40 to 50 miles an hour up over Parley's and up at the University of Utah. We'll likely see that again tonight. By tomorrow midday, these winds go away. The storm is upon us. Valley rain and mountain snow scattered on Wednesday into Thursday. Highs in the 50s, lows in the 30s. Southern Utah's also seeing winds. Not the east winds we're dealing with. They're getting winds ahead of the storm, and they're dealing with 40 to 50 mile an hour winds. So it's going to be a windy 24 hours across the state.
Okay, after the 24 hours, what's ahead?
Valley rain anywhere from a quarter to a half inch during the day Wednesday and Thursday. Mountains, Cottonwood Canyons are going to get 6 to 10 inches of snow by the end of the day Thursday. Thursday night, it all goes away. Friday, partly cloudy, 56. Saturday, sunny and 59. We're back to the 60s and 70s with sunshine for early next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kevin. It's 55 degrees in Salt Lake City. Sunset, since it is a key part of this picture, comes at 8:05 tonight. KSL News Time, 4:22.
At Volkswagen Southtown, you choose the offer. Get zero payments for 6 months or double your down payment where $2,000 becomes $4,000. Or get as low as 0% APR for up to 6 years on any new car at Volkswagen Southtown. Are you in a lease and wished you'd bought? Or bought a car and wished you'd leased? Is your interest rate too high? Do you owe more on your car than it's worth? Bring in your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy your car for its original base MSRP. deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and any damage. Volkswagen Southtown has finance and payment solutions for everybody. Pick your promotion at Volkswagen Southtown. Choose from zero payments for 6 months, double your down payment, or as low as 0% APR on any new car at Volkswagen Southtown. Don't miss out. Get to Volkswagen Southtown today. Just off of I-15 and 106 South. Visit VWSouthtown.com today.
Financing through VCI OAC. Trade offer for 2010 and newer Highlines excluded.
The Cold Podcast is back with a new season, focusing on the tragic story of Joyce Yost, a woman who survived being kidnapped and sexually assaulted, only to go missing months later.
She vanished.
She was the whole package. She was just wrapped up with the most beautiful bow, and he took all that from us.
For years, investigators lacked the evidence to charge the suspect in Joyce's disappearance, until someone turned against him.
They want me. They're trying to get to you, to get me.
Investigative reporter Dave Colley reveals new audio, including Joyce's report to police.
And I pulled in my driveway, and all of a sudden this little red sports car parking stall next to me.
And the evidence that finally links her attacker to her murder.
What convinced me that something really had happened was the evidence.
Follow Cold and listen for free on Amazon Music so you don't miss an episode. Or go to thecoldpodcast.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
Better weather, longer days, and the urge to get outside. Spring has sprung. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical, and we'd love to help you scoot into spring and enjoy $200 off our high-quality scooters. Bringing wellness home is our motto, so also enjoy $200 off our best-selling lift chairs. Come visit any of our 10 Alpine Home Medical locations ranging from St. George to Idaho Falls. Our friendly, fully trained staff will help you with any of your home medical needs. We're committed to keeping our employees and our customers safe during this pandemic. We offer curbside pickup, delivery, and a thorough cleaning and sanitizing procedure. For any other questions you may have, give us a call or visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Frontier Airlines is expanding service at Salt Lake City International Airport. The carrier will offer $50 flights to Chicago and Dallas 3 times a week starting in June. KSL Drives, a ride-hailing startup in Southeast Asia, is expected to make a huge splash on Wall Street. Grab, based in Singapore, is merging with a special acquisition firm to go public. It's valued at nearly $40 billion. Wall Street wants retail companies to clean up their stores. A research firm recently downgraded Walmart stock, saying the company's stores are sloppy and unkempt. Macy's was also criticized. On Wall Street today, a mixed market. The Dow lost 68 points, closing at 33,677. The S&P 500 gained 13 points, and the Nasdaq jumped 146. KSL News Time 426. France won't let you fly between cities any longer if you can take a train between those cities.
French lawmakers moving to ban short internal flights where the same journey could be made by train in under 2.5 hours. The measure could affect travel between Paris and cities like Nantes, Lyon, and Bordeaux. This comes as airlines around the world are still reeling from the coronavirus pandemic, with website FlightRadar24 reporting that the number of flights last year were down almost 42% from 2019. The measure would not apply to routes that form part of a connecting flight. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News, Paris.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.